Thomas explains later on the day of Pentecost. This poem is for Aklilu. I would have you join me in lauding the pressure of speech, a quote from Kenneth Burke. Make what you think you want of this, that while I woke, words split my head and spun their tenses there. I had their senses, but could not give voice to what was prompting me to speak. You heard what strange things came out? That Abyssinian whirled about as if to catch me at my trick, and in our double take, I lost my stammer with my line of thought, but could not stop. I felt that caught, that moved to something, that possessed. Perhaps you were surprised, as I was, when I raised my hand to start. I thought context the better part of clarity, and rose to try in what the Zebedees lampoon as my stuffed Greek pedantic style, which is to say mere prose, to spell out claims that our ecstatic own declaiming meant but spoke around. In my opinion, things like grace and thoughtfulness have mattered less to some among us who had planned an end to keep their aims intact. I won't belabor that because the unplanned ends revealed surprise, surprised us all. Who could expect a Christ of such limpidity? I spent this whole confounding week unraveling his rhetoric, reviewing his activity. I wanted words to frame my doubt, a modest structure for what faith cohabits with my finite breath. In short, I wanted sense, not out. I was perplexed as anyone this morning, thinking at a time for anything except what came. Then Peter stood. I sat back down.